Still far away. Oh, Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when we're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we're living our dreams. Everything is better when we stick together. Side by side, you and I, the moment forever and probably forever. We're the same, I like you, you like me, we're all working harmony.
Everybody, Judy here. God bless you. What a great day to come together on Father's Day. Jesus coming and getting us on Father's Day. Talk about lots of fun. So I want to thank everybody for praying for my cat, Bubs. He did return. Let me tell you the cool story. Oh, and by the way, welcome, Michelle, Rosemary, Jerry, Carol, Alana, and Mama Pat. Love you guys. God bless everybody. Love you, Pat.
Love
you. So, what happened was last night, so, well, it was actually pretty heartbreaking because my son broke down in the evening and started weeping. And he's, you know, he's... He said he, oh, what, let me mute people here. He said he was, hold on. Okay, so I had to make sure my son would say it was okay. Okay, so basically what happened last night was my son broke down and just started weeping, like it was horrible. And because he said he was trying to take it like a man, you know, when Bubs went missing, but he had been missing since 9 o'clock the night prior. And now we're into the second night and we had gone out on foot, on bike multiple times trying to find him. And so long story short, what happened was, had everyone praying, and I use it as an opportunity to tell my son, you know, we have to trust God. And I really couldn't help him. I'm like, I'm trusting him too. I'm feeling like he's telling me he's going to come back. He took all my pain away, even though I'm never going to be happy 100% until I actually can hold him again. But like he took a lot of the edge of the worrying off. He really comforted me. And I told my son, God can comfort you too. So, because it was just horrible. I mean, he went and cried. He cried to my sister. My sister was crying. We're all crying in the house. You know, my brother's like, you know, really upset because it's the Rapture Kitty. We love our cat. We love all of our animals, as we all do here at RCC. And so we all went to bed, and my son came to me again, and I just had to really refer him to Jesus. I said, sweetie, you need to get it from God yourself, because all I can tell you is my experience. And Aunt Teenie's was the same thing. When she was in the bathroom, God told her he has an eye on him. He's with him. He knows exactly where he's at. And he told Jerry that it's going to be okay. Like, Bubs is fine. And so now, you know, we just believe he's going to bring us back. So bring him back. And so we went to bed, and I just was like, as a mom, I mean, I miss my cat, but as a mom, to see my son like that was horrible. And so I was like, God, please, So I went to bed, and then I woke up at 5:55, and I had this really sick feeling, because when I woke up, first of all, we were here, you know, I'm not supposed to be here today. But then mostly it was because I'm like, I can't do another day without Bubs. And I woke up, and I just sat here, and I just got really nauseous, because I was like, God, please, I don't even want to face the day if this cat is not here yet. Because another day missing means, you know, his chances of coming back are not as good. And I figured I'd make a plan to start calling the shelters tomorrow. And so I was like, got that really nauseous feeling, and then I had to use the restroom. So I got up to use the restroom, and we left the door open for two nights, the sliding glass door. And I feel safe because my brother's on the couch, you know. I mean, he's on the in the living room on the couch bed. I'm like, you dare you to try to get past my crazy brother, you know. Anyway, so, yeah, so long story short, I go to the bathroom, and there's Bub standing in the hallway looking at me, and I flipped out. I woke everybody up, my sister, my son, my brother, everybody.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, you guys. The cat's home. Thanks,
oh, wow.
Michelle, for the cute kitties. Michelle keeps sending me
aww
pictures of cute cats. Yeah, and so anyway, that's my story, and Jesus loves us. And I
wow
really felt like when Bubs went missing that it really threw me over the edge. I'm like, God, seriously? There's, like, so much going on here, drama in this house, not this, you know? And the Lord is good. He returned him to us, and Bubs was a little bit skinnier, and he looked a little bit, like, shocked or something. It was really funny. So I picked him up,
aww,
and everybody was loving on him, and he was really close
aww
to my son today a lot. And then, you know, we just cuddled him and gave him all kinds of treats. And Jesus
yeah
brought my cat back. Thank you, Lord. And it was the one time I didn't have his harness on him. We were all, like, upset. It was the one time I didn't have his harness. So now we're all like, that harness is never going to come off him, you know. And so we're going to keep his harness on at least until we get over the initial shock of what happened. But, you know, we're leaving today, so who cares, right, guys?
Hmm.
Rapture-centric church family, we're going home. How are you doing, Pat? Give us an update. How did the graduation go?
Yeah, fine. She's going to still work, but she's getting the toddler, the little one, so she said she's going to give it a try. She wants to work with them, so she's going to keep her job. And then my landlady's
mm-hmm
going to come and talk to me about me buying the house rather than everybody moving. And I'm like, yeah, ha, okay.
Yeah, right.
Then, yeah, right. I mean, I'll listen and I'll do. I'll
no
occupy until he comes. I'll go through all the motions.
Yeah.
But it's like I'm laughing all the way to the bank, so to speak. Other things, Oliver was in for the whole week. We went to thing of the St. John the Baptist. It was at his church, you know. So he doesn't go all the time,
aww,
but you know, he likes me to go. It was very sweet. It was lovely, the honor given to John the Baptist. It's an Episcopal church. It's what I had used to be. So we had, yeah, it was beautiful. The people, the love in this place is off the charts. It's so fantastic. I mean, I felt like I was in heaven between being with him. It's like being with the Lord. And then all the other beautiful
right
people there. Everybody, I mean, from every walk, just so sweet. And then the other thing I saw was a license plate the other day. I mean, this. I mean, come on. All it was one word,
wow,
imagine. Just the word imagine. Okay? So anybody can just,
wow,
I guess, like, yeah, imagine what it's like to poof. I said to the Lord.
Oh, I'm loving it.
So I said,
thank
you had to give
you
me that word on a license plate, because none of the license plates made any sense at all. So I know when he zings me with one, it's good.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's the numbers, and I've got a bit of a cold or something. I don't know. I get these sneezing fits. I might have to mute myself a little. But, yeah, other than that, everything is okay. I'm back
and
on.
Now,
I had
how long
is
Oliver
staying? Last night, yeah. So I couldn't talk.
How long?
Okay, now is Oliver staying in your house, Pat? He comes and visits. He's welcome. We have a guest room downstairs because he's trying to sell the other house. So he came to see his girl.
Yeah.
And he's going to have one stay up with him. She's kind of having some emotional problems, the youngest one. So he's going to have her stay up in Vermont with him for a while. He can't stay down here because the ex harasses him. So it's like, it's always drama. Oh, God, dear, this poor man has such drama. So I'm like the mom that he just kind of tells all this stuff to. He's always the same age as my kids. But the Lord is so strong in him that when he's here, you know, it is so respectful and lovely, the relationship, you know. But it's such a joy to have somebody so filled with Christ, you know. And he prayed
for
our Lord on the cross in the 14 stations. So when he would walk in the house looking like our Lord with the beard and the hair, I mean, you could knock me over with a feather, you know. I mean, anybody would just go crazy. No, for 8 years, on and off, walking in my house. He just comes in, you know, he just doesn't announce and stuff. He's like one of the kids, you know, and he'll eat with, you know, he eats with us, and it's so beautiful, you know. And I had his car yesterday because I had to drop him off with his girls, and it's like we're in total relationship without relationship, if you know what I mean.
I know. Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's so sweet. It's just so sweet. So he went back early this morning. He had to go back up because he has farm animals. He has 27 acres, and he has a house that's
built. I love how you're in.
Yeah.
I love how you're in such a good mood. I know he's a good friend
because
you sound so happy.
I see him, it's so refreshing. I miss him horribly, you know, but I got to realize if I see him 4 times a year, you know, that's about the time he gets down here. And I go to the Episcopal Church with him, and I go to Mass with him and everything. I mean, I used to be Episcopalian. I have people say, well, you shouldn't. I said, you know, everybody loves Jesus. Just leave me alone. I'm doing, you know, all I am is loving everybody. I go with him. I don't care what anybody says. I said, you know, I go with him to where I used to be for the world I was baptized in. And once in a while I go and I go to Mass with him. So big deal. Leave me alone, you know. I have Catholic friends who would just say, oh. And it's like, well, forget that. I mean, I'll be nice. I'll be a lady. But it's like, I don't want to hear it, you know. These people love Jesus with all their hearts. Don't give me a lecture about not going to their Mass or whatever, because I went there for 20 years, you know, so just leave me alone.
Exactly.
But the love in the people, the love, they love Jesus so much, these people. It is incredible. And that's what I had for Saturday. Was 4 hours there. Then we had to go to a wedding anniversary, 20 years, that our friends I've known over close to their parents for 50 years. You know what I'm saying? So the whole day was like being in heaven with all the love and all the happiness and all the joy. And all day long, all I could say to the Lord was, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I haven't had such joy, such peace for such a long time. And it's like he just kind of stuck me in heaven for a day, for a couple of days, you know. And I said, that's how it's going to be. All these people, all you guys and all my family and my friends, I said, this is how it's going to be when we go. It's going to be the same sweetness, the same respect, the same joy, the same laughter, the same conversations about our Lord. It's not going to be any different. That's what he was making me feel. And that's for all of you, you know. So once in a while, and then I sit outside in the trees, the way they were swaying in the wind and the gray skies. And so don't you, I can't be the only one. Don't you, when you look at the trees sometime in the sky, you feel the presence of God so strong, and it's like you're in some place you've never been. Yeah. It's not a deja vu, but it's like he takes you somewhere. Maybe it's a place in heaven, and for a few moments, you're filled with this incredible peace, you know, that you're with him. He's there. He's alive in the trees and the breeze and the sky and the sun and the clouds and the stars. He's alive. You feel that aliveness all around you, and it fills you with peace. It's like you're somewhere else, you know. So and then I had a YouTube friend write me, she puts out messages and stuff, and she says, I just had this feeling from Jesus without words, and she put in caps, he loves you. And it's like, boy, I really needed, that was like the icing on the cake today, you know, from somebody to say that he's feeling that God loves me. Yeah, that is so precious, you know.
Yeah.
So those have been my very nice days that I've had, you know. And so, Carol, my landlady's going to talk about the house. And but, you know, I say to the Lord, well, you know, it's up to you. I said, I want to go poof, and maybe when I'm signing a contract, I'll poof right in front of them, you know. all right, we'll do this. Make everybody happy, you know.
That's right.
So we'll see. We'll just see. You know, it goes on, you know. But it's like, I don't want to move. I don't want, you know, I want to go. I want to be with you, you know.
Yeah.
And the loneliness. You get the tears. I'm not the only one. You get this terrible longing sometimes just to be with him. It's agonizing. It is so agonizing. And I know we all have it, you know, where I can look
mm-hmm.
at him or just see him in my heart and you just have this, you cry because you just want to be with him so bad. It's such a pull on you, you know. And it's like when, I look, he comes so alive from the picture. And all I say is that you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, when? You're going to hear my endless whens because I'm so lonely. I just want to be with you. I want to, every day it's like, Jesus, take us home. Take us home. I want to be with you. Take us home today. Take us home. I'm feeling you in the trees and the sky. Take us home. It's like almost a preemptive kind of, you know, feeling like, take us home. It's time to go. It's time to go. So he hears it. He hears it,
yeah.
Guys.
he does.
Yeah, so, yeah, he hears it, that we want to go home. You know.
Yeah.
And sometimes it fills you more than others. It really just gets hold of your soul, you know, and it's almost like
yeah.
you can't stand another moment here, you know. Oh, and then
the earthquakes.
You got some earthquake by some volcano range. It's PSGH or something like that, and it sounds like.
Yeah, the earthquakes are.
Yeah, they're up by the volcano lot there. Yeah, so things are just all over. Yeah. And you've got the earthquake in the Atlantic Ocean and one in the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, we got those
mm-hmm.
going on. So it's weird. It's heating up. It's just heating up. So it's exciting. But all these things just stay closer. Yeah.
I want to give Oliver a big hug and say,
oh,
thank
my
you,
gosh.
Oliver.
You people see, I was hoping we would poof together yesterday. You know, I said, because I told you, Jesus was like a mama hen. The morning, he says, now this half hour, this is what you're going to do. Because he knows how stressed I get trying to get ready. It takes me forever. And you have to do this. And I was waiting. And it's like, if this doesn't, you don't wear this one. I mean, and tell me what to do with my hair. I have ever seen him like that, fussing over me like a hen, a mother hen. You know, like, you know, in this 15 minutes, this is what I want you to do. Because he knows, he doesn't want me stressed going because I had to be ready at 9:30. And me in the mornings are like water and oil, forget it, you know. So he knew, he had to kind of guide me through the whole morning, like, this, have your coffee now, and then you're going to go in, you're going to get washed up and dressed, and then the next, you're going to put the makeup on. And he was directing me, you know, and he says, you want to wear this or do you want to wear this? And it's like, because I was teasing him, Mommy Jesus, you know.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
He was so insistent about me getting everything right and doing and getting everything on time. And he picked me right up, you know. And, he's very prompt. 9:30, there he is. We're driving the car already. So we went and had this beautiful day together with this spiritual thing for St. John the Baptist. What a lovely ceremony to honor him, because he's the founder of this church or whatever, something like that. And they have it every year. So I said, I'll go all the time with you. I said, so we go like twice a year maybe to do these things. And I guess that's the only time he really goes to church. But that's okay, because he was telling our friends last night, he says, no, I'm not into the church thing and whatever. And my other friend is sitting there trying to, I hope Pat's trying to convert you. And Oliver and I just smiled at each other like, no, I'm not. It was hysterical, you know. It's like, you know, you have your walk with Jesus. I have no judgments about that. You know what God wants you to do, when and whatever. So, I mean, that's just between you and God, and that's the way I am with everybody. You listen to him, you know. It doesn't have to be set in stone about this, that, and the other thing. You know, so even when I'm praying, the Lord will say, he says, you don't need all these, you know, long prayers. Just talk to me. Just love me. Just say, you know, just tell me what's in your heart. You don't need a whole bunch of. He says, if you want to do that, fine. He says, but I don't need that. I just need you to talk to me and just love me. That's all. Yeah. He's so sweet. He's such a sweet God. He really is. He's so easy. He's so easygoing, really. If he knows he has your heart, he's really like just family there with you. You know, he's so sweet. you don't have any stress. You can't stand it if I get up. Oh, I can't stand it. You can't stand it. He doesn't want that. It's like, relax. Just relax.
I know, right?
Stop thinking about that. Where are your thoughts? Focus. You know, love me. Just forget this.
Yeah. Let's welcome Faith to the, to the chat room. Her name is ready to go.
Okay.
Hi,
yeah, so that's what's happening. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, Pat. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Did you guys get a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost from Mama Pat? I did.
Oh,
hearing her, the tone in her voice. She's
being blessed. With him. Just and, be with him and love him.
And welcome,
he's
Carol.
Yeah. Hi, Carol.
And Jerry. Happy Father's Day. Let's say Happy Father's Day to Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Happy Father's Day. And
Happy
Father's
God,
Day
Happy
to
Father's
Jesus.
Father's Day. Jesus knew his Father God.
Father God.
Yeah.
And Jerry,
yeah,
did you get, I bet you got, I was thinking Jerry is always surrounded by women.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just one rooster and all the hens.
A lot of girls. A lot of girls in the house. There's no doubt. Our pet rabbit's a boy, so.
Oh, you have company.
To,
okay.
Yeah, we.
Marty?
Oh.
No, it's awesome. No, I got some very nice Father's Day greetings.
Oh,
I appreciate
good.
It, everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
and loving Dad's Day for Dad, our Abba Daddy.
Yeah.
And, And so, I'm just a cool day. Very cool day.
Good.
Very hopeful.
Yeah.
Very hopeful.
Yeah. Nice day to go. Father's Day. Wow.
Yeah.
What a perfect day. 21st.
Silver solstice, 21st, Sunday, Monday, all that good stuff. And more, really. Just really, but I've been having
Sorry,
a chilling day.
I got distracted. Sorry, guys.
Okay. And I'm just sitting here relaxed. I haven't done too much of the whole garage work. Just hanging out. Had dinner with my parents. We had a good time.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So.
Very nice.
It's all good.
That's good.
Did they rotten Jerry? I hope they did.
Did they what?
Did they spoil you rotten?
Well, they did pretty well. Yeah, we had a nice dinner. And we just had a nice time. It was a really good time. We had a nice dinner. And then at the urging of our host today, I went and saw the movie San Andreas.
Oh.
And, wow. It is to falling buildings as Jurassic World is to angry dinosaurs.
Eating
people. I've seen both of those. I saw both of those movies. Well, I saw in the last, well, almost the last week, I've seen both of those movies. And literally, it's been years since I've watched a movie in the movie theater. And now, you know, and then I'm reading all these headlines. So I'm watching, you know, I'm watching all the earthquakes on the West Coast in this movie, and then the Jurassic World thing is just kind of its own deal, but somehow or other I can't get it out of my head entirely. And then I've got all these headlines about stuff going on with the wildlife on the West Coast that's real.
Yeah.
And I'm having a little bit of a problem sorting it all out because it all seems to be melting together and just making one picture. So kind of in my head we have dinosaurs attacking earthquake land with animal die-offs and battles. So
yeah.
That's kind of where my head is right now, which is okay for the moment. But, wow, that was really powerful. And, you know, honestly, my kids came out of it. They're teenagers. And they're going, wow. Because there's a story in it. You know, it follows people through it and there's things going on. And so, and that was reasonably well done. But the way they handled some of the details, the dad, the main guy, the dad, is a firefighter/rescue helicopter guy. okay? And the other storyline sort of follows his daughter. And she has learned survival things and emergencies. And so she's going through all this stuff that's happening in San Francisco, and she's got a couple of guys with her, and they're two brothers. And she knows all this stuff about what to do. And they came out of that movie, and they were going, well, that was more like an instruction manual, because it talked about all the, you know, all the stuff to do in the situation. And it showed them requiring, you know, resources and how to think and what have you. And, I mean, really, it was like a survival manual. It was incredible. I mean, it obviously was superficial. It's a movie. Movies are always superficial.
Yeah.
But it discussed, actually, a lot of different things. And that was their reaction. It was like this whole thing where they took these people all the way through these different survival scenarios. And, you know, it was making them aware. They really felt like, you know, they were being prepared watching that movie for something like that to really happen.
Yeah.
And so, and honestly, it was kind of like that, more than most movies I've ever seen. So usually they'll just, you know, a lot of times in movies, they'll throw in one or two factoids like that, but they won't go through everything. I mean, this guy was in a helicopter. He was in an airplane. He parachuted out of the airplane. Then they ended up in a boat. Then there was a tsunami. And then the other people were running, you know, from going from one place to next. They had to escape out of a basement in a big building. And then, you know, then they were going in one direction, and that wasn't going to work. And they had to turn around, and they got to another building, and they had to go to the top of the building because they knew the tsunami was coming. It just went on and on and on. And it really was like a primer for survival in all of the disaster situations. So it's almost like it's projecting. Yeah, this is
what to do.
In fact, the movie starts out with this seismology professor teaching a class, and he goes through the biggest earthquakes in the world. And one of the very first things he says in the movie is, somebody asks, "Well, you know, could something big like that happen here?" Says, well, given that we're about 100 years overdue, short answer is not if, but when.
Oh, well, right.
And that's how the whole movie starts. And, of course, the when is about 10 hours later or whatever, you know, and for the next day or whatever it is. Anyway, did get the sense that somehow that was meant to be kind of a warning for people. It was a cool movie. It was a cool movie. You know, I haven't been drawn to dramatic things very much lately. I've kind of felt like I've had my own. I haven't really needed to go find it. And but it was well done. It was pretty intense. And so whatever, it was fun. So if you want to go see something besides dinosaurs, you can go see San Andreas and play a primer. Anyway, we had fun, and it was good Dad's Day, and so I'm enjoying it, but I'm also looking forward to it. Home, H-O-M-E, let's go home.
Yeah.
Let's go home.
Just don't have any nightmares about dinosaurs chasing you through an earthquake.
Yeah. Yeah, through falling buildings in the middle of an earthquake. Yeah, it's going to be something
like
that.
That'd be a pretty messed up dream.
Right. Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. So that's pretty much it. But I just know I like Faith sign in today, ready to go.
Yes.
And actually,
amen.
I got an email from Jason this afternoon, and he was headed over to see his dad, and he was certain that it was going to be his last time he sees his dad. And I had a little flirt for him that I passed along. But you know, it's just, there's no question. He keeps giving us encouragement and quirks and things like that, and I don't know how much more there is to go. Well, I guess we have to wait and find out. It's a surprise.
Yep.
hopefully not much. It's today, though.
Oh.
Not too much of a surprise, but it's always today. And it is today. Today is a perfect today.
It'd be
and
perfect today.
And he finds a lot of things. If not, in a couple of days, maybe I'll get into the things I have for July. But I'm not looking forward to it, and I'm just going to live in the moment.
Right. Got it. That's good.
Yep, I'm not counting any day other than today.
Yeah.
No need.
I'm with
no
you,
need.
Judy.
All right, Carol. Carol, your prayers were so amazing. They have been the last couple times you've been praying for us all. And you know what? I want to say there's been total peace in our house, man. My brother's here, and he's not here right now. My sister's helping him move, so we get like a free day. And then he has appointments in the city tomorrow, so I get another free day. But, you know, God is giving. I mean, we're here. Okay. But anyway, yeah, so I just want to say thanks, everybody, for praying, because, wow, God is, he's moving. We all sat together as a family.
Oh,
today.
Yeah.
Me, for my brother, my son, the pet, you know. And we just prayed, and his little disorder name is still there, but it's definitely doing much better than the last time. It's almost like the Lord had to send him out on the street for him to really appreciate what he has here, you know?
Yeah.
And praise God. Mm-hmm. I want to give that praise report. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, a lot of this second time around, are you okay, Nate? Oh, blessing started from the prayers of RCC, really. It started with Carol was, like, going off. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, everybody. God is so good.
Yes, he
I love
is.
You.
Yes, he is. You know, I love praying, but when I pray for pets and children and people that are really going through, a difficult time, it's like my heart is wrenching, but it's so connected to the Lord. It's just like there's such a strong connection that he just moves. And, you know, I've had, you guys know that, you know, the Lord sends me pets. I don't go looking for them. I did one for twice, but the rest, he brings them to me for whatever reason. He brings them to me. And, you know, I've been through a lot with my pets. So I've learned to pray over situations. And you know what? He's just amazing. And he's given me such peace. And when I tell him, look, and it's not just regarding pets. It's regarding any situation. Lord, I give it to you. It's not on me, it's on you. You are the Savior. You're the Deliverer. You are our Redeemer. You are our Provider. You are our Healer. And it's up to you to do it. You know, I'm just giving it to you, and I'm not stressed out. Whatever happens, happens. But I'm surrendering my problems to you. If I praise you and worship you and adore you and glorify you, then I'm also giving you everything that is, you know, burdening me, because your word, Father, says your burden is light. So I give you my burden, period. And I've learned, you know, when my kitty has gone missing, you know, I used to just, like, be overwhelmed with worry and fear, because, you know, she came to me, and is very, she'll be okay with people once she's around them, but, you know, she's skittish. If she doesn't know you, and you know, if it seems like, you know, the Lord said to me, little dogs lately. And I'm like, I love dogs, but I have a big heart for cats. But nevertheless, you know, this is what God sent me. So I've learned just to surrender, you know, my kitty and my pet to the Lord when something goes wrong. So when Judy's kitty went, you know, I felt her pain and concern, and I just immediately started praying the same way I pray over my pet, and I surrendered them to, you know, to the Lord. Here you are. So the great, you know, what a great praise report. And again, you know, God wants to be glorified and honored and praised, because when He is, He throws it right back to us. You know, that glory comes right back to us. That's the great connection, the great covenant we have with Him. We give everything to Him, and He gives us more of Himself.
Oh, yeah.
Us. And that's so awesome, because what do we have to offer Him? There's nothing, you know, in and of ourselves, there's nothing that is, that, why would He want us, you know, in our broken, you know, ways that we are? But He knew that the only way He could have us was through the blood of His Son, Jesus. And so that's why He sent His Son, His Word, to us, who is also mysteriously God Himself in the flesh. So He sent us His Spirit, He sent us His Word, gave us His Word, and because of that, now we belong to Him. So He doesn't see anything else, but He sees, you know, He sees His little offspring, His little children, and He loves that we go to Him and we surrender everything to Him, because He's a great dad. He's a great daddy, and He's,
sure
he's proved it to us. And He knows we are just so anxious to be with Him once and for all eternity. And you know that day has arrived. That's all I know. The day has arrived. And you know how yesterday I was telling you guys a little bit about how the Lord continues to flirt with me, with just giving me those, you know, those Christmas little mementos that I look at. You know, there's another one. There's another. You know, that's his flirt with me, right? Okay. So guess what? I get an email from Jason, and you know, I'm sure he won't mind me reading it to you all, because it's his email builds up the body of Christ, builds us up. But you know, it was to me for a reason. He sent it to me, but it's going to edify all of you. So I want to read it real quick. Okay. He says, "Hi, Carol. I just wanted to let you know that a few days ago, I was reaching into this bag where I keep birthday cards, Christmas cards, and all kinds of cards. I've kept them in the same little bag for about 15 years now. So there's quite a few in there. Normally, I reach on one of the ends of the bag to get the most recent cards. But this time, I ended up reaching in the middle and pulled out these pictures. I have not seen pictures I have not seen in about 10 years. And they were Christmas pictures.
Wow.
I immediately thought about you and, you know, the away in a manger. Also, I was listening to the show a few nights ago and heard your testimony about singing the Christmas carol, Deck the Halls. Immediately, I felt that you were singing that particular song because of the words. There are a lot of carols you could have been singing, but look at the words on this one. Kiss the season to be jolly. and then he, in parenthesis, he wrote, "It's the season for our departure. Done we now." Okay. And then he puts in parenthesis, "Judy's brother Donald," with an exclamation point. "See the blazing Yule before us?" And then in parenthesis he wrote, "Definition of Yule is the feast of the Nativity of Jesus Christ. Blazing." And then he wrote Revelation 19:12. "Blazing, his eyes are like blazing fire." Great flirt tale for both of us. And then I added, and I'm adding, for all of us. So isn't that such a great...
Wow, that was cool.
Know,
whoa.
Exactly.
Excellent.
So you know, there's just so much for us to be excited about and so much for us to get giddy about. You know, I think it's time for us to deck the halls with boughs of folly, boughs of joy, you know?
Yeah.
And
I just want to say, Michelle has a time limit on her, and I noticed she just called in. I'm sorry, Michelle, I was in the kitchen. So, did Michelle want to share anything?
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Michelle.
Yeah, I already shared these flirts in chat, but I was going to share them here. So earlier this afternoon, I was getting ready, and I heard a noise that sounded like a train horn. And I heard it a few times, and I was like, whoa, what in the world? And because there isn't really any train tracks near here. There's some on the south end of town, but that's far enough away to where I wouldn't hear them. So I don't know. Some vehicle must have went by that sounds like a train, or a train horn. But, I thought that was cool because I know people have gotten dreams and visions about us going and leaving on a train. So the rapture train is here. So there's one. And then today I have this daily Bible reading plan that I go through every day. It has different verses out of different books. And today's verse one of them was out of 2 Kings, the first of it, which talks about Elijah going up in a whirlwind. So I was like, well, maybe that's a sign we are leaving today, since I'm reading about Elijah going up in a whirlwind in my daily Bible reading plan. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Wow, yeah.
Very, very cool.
Excellent.
I think that's cool that the day you decide to do that, that's what you read. What are the odds of that?
Yeah, the day that I, yeah.
Like Cleck would say, what are the odds of that? No, get this.
And on Father's Day, too, reading about going up in a whirlwind.
Oh, I know.
It'll be a good day to go.
Yeah.
All we have to do is just go up in a whirlwind now.
Yeah. I have clear skies.
I'm glad you enjoyed the disaster movie on Father's Day. You deserved to see a really good disaster such as San Andreas.
Oh, boy.
Love you, Jesus. Can't
wait
to see you.
Sure do.
So excited.
Oh, come and get it, Daddy.
Michelle, let's do a song. Any requests? Let's do a song for Jesus for Father's Day. Any requests? I'll play it.
I guess God's Not Dead.
I knew it. She was going to say that. There we go. Jesus, we love you. We worship to you. Worship you. There you go. Oh. Oops,
amen, amen, amen.
Let me try it again. Woohoo! He's coming like a
Doing?
He's doing really, 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 really good.
Oh, good.
You know, aimed, of course, always will be. But he's doing, because that's what God told me to shower. So, you know, he gets his healing on the other side. However, God is making him able to function. You know. So, it's all good there.
Good.
Yeah, and I'm all refreshed because he's a lot of work when he's here. But he's gone.
Yeah.
My sister's moving his stuff into storage, so I really love today. And I love the fact that he'll be gone tomorrow, too, most of the day. And that's just the truth, okay? He's a project.
Well, yeah.
Flipping project. It's a glorious project. But so yeah, I'm taking advantage of trying to get some rest today.
Sure.
And maybe I can be, if we're here, which hopefully we won't be, but if we are, maybe I can actually take care of myself, do some yoga tomorrow. You know, but whatever. I don't even care. All I know is I got my brother back and Bub's back. My brother's not on the street.
Wow,
that's
isn't that great?
And that's all, that was it. I mean, I want him to be on the street,
good.
You know, and doing his thing. I just didn't want him sleeping out there. Nobody wants, that's just, anyway. But anyway, you know, it was necessary that he did. Because he's, you know, I looked at him, I said, Don, I said, not in this house. I said, I will drop you off behind a tree like I did in San Francisco. I will take you back there. And he just stopped cold. Because I was like, you're in my house eating my food. You can't, I don't want even one insult on me, okay, about anything that I do. You're just not allowed, period.
Right.
And he was like, okay. And my sister told him the same thing, too, because for some reason he really likes to criticize me, nobody else, but it's the whole God thing. But still, it's just like, you know, I'm bending over backwards to do stuff for you. Okay, you've, like, basically invaded, and I'm so glad because I'm so happy to be here for you. But you can't do that. Okay, not even joking around, just kidding. No, stop it. I'm sick of it. It's stupid. Just, you know.
Gotcha.
And my sister,
I hear you.
She talked to him too. She goes, you know what? You really need to not do that to her because all this stuff that is happening here is mostly because of her helping, okay? So she got on his case. We outnumbered him. But before, when he was here last time, he was
it was like he pitted us against each other, you know? And it was I saw what was going on, but there wasn't much I could do about it. I was like, you don't listen to him. He's cuckoo. You're at work all day. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell her, but she got the picture. And so she's not letting that happen, you know, because he likes to say things bad about other people to make himself look good because he's just a big mess, okay? So it's got to be hard being a big mess. But anyway, he really shaped up, and he's going to be going into his recovery program July 1st. So he gets, as originally planned, he gets to stay with us and go to meetings. And then, you know, like I don't think we'll be here for it. I mean, that's my deal. So today's a really good, stable day for me.
Good.
But I've got to go feed my son, so I'm gonna mute the phone because I have to go cook. Okay. Okay, should I end the show, guys, maybe? Just enjoy our Father's Day? I don't hear anyone talking. Okay, I love you, everybody. Pat.
Love you, too. Love you, everybody.
So glad Oliver was there for you today. Oh. What I'll do is I'm cooking.
Love you. Say bye.
Yeah, love you, Jerry.
Just enjoy the day.
I'm gonna go ahead and play some worship while I'm finishing cooking here. So.
Okay.
Love you, guys.
Love you, too.
We love you, Jesus.
Mother Jesus, come and get us, Daddy.
Come and get us.
On Father's Day. It's a good day, Jesus, Father's Day. Hey, hey, hey. Hint, hint, hint.
Sorry, guys, I was away from my computer, and it looks like Faith called in. Faith, I just unmuted you. Did you want to share anything before we go to some worship?
No, hi everybody. Happy Father's Day to Jerry and our Heavenly Father. So hope everybody's enjoying the day.
Love you.
Thanks, babe.
Mhm. It's a good day to praise our King. We have the best Father. Woohoo! Thank you, Faith. Yeah, I was away from the computer and I saw you called in. So, God bless you, Jerry.
Does it sound like the cat came back?
I gave the testimony. Yeah, I gave the testimony at the beginning of the show. Praise God.
Oh, cool.
He's back.
I'm so glad.
My heart is happy again, and so is my son. And we're just, like, all over him. We're not letting Bubs out of our arms.
Yeah, I don't know either. All right. Good.
Okay, guys, let's worship our King.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's do this
thing.
One.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's that, hon? All right, here we go. You guys hear that? Oh, it's going to take a minute.
Calling, oh, oh, Manila, oh, oh, Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Come.
Bye, guys.
Come, Lord.